everyone, and welcome to our special Monday Thursday digital service with At Home Communion. My name is Amanda, and I am one of the pastors at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. And on behalf of all of our staff and our leadership team, we want to thank you for joining us for this service. We hope it is a blessing to you and to others. We also want to invite you to join us again tomorrow for our Good Friday service at 12 p.m. and again on Easter morning for our Easter service at 10 a.m. Tonight, this service will include a scripture reading from Psalm 116, some special music, and a message from Pastor Josh. After the message, we will celebrate communion together. So you will want to have some bread or juice or wine, whatever you have at home is perfect. I will lead us through that time of communion and give you instructions then, and that will conclude our service. And now a reading from Psalm 116, selected verses. I love the Lord because the Lord has heard my voice and my supplications. Because God inclined an ear to me, therefore I will call on him as long as I live. What shall I return to the Lord for all God's bounty to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all God's people. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Save us all. Well, as we turn to the scriptures tonight, let us pray. God, we ask that you speak to us. We ask that you open your scriptures to us. We ask that you help our ears to hear, help our hearts to be open, so that as we read your scripture and as we hear your word spoken to us through your Spirit, we might indeed become more the people you want us to be, and as a result, help the world around us become the place you want it to be, both for ourselves, for all people we know, and the world at large. God, we pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Well, our scripture reading today comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verses 14 through 20. Hear now the word of the Lord. When the hour came, he took his place at the table, and the apostles with him. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, if there are two things we need right now, it's a reminder of God's presence in our lives and a reminder of the promises that God makes to us. It's always easy for us to forget that God is with us, and it's always easy to forget the promises that God makes to us. But it is especially so right now. In the moment that we find ourselves in as a world and a global community, it is easy to forget that God is with us. And it is easy to forget that God has made faithful promises to people. And so we need to be reminded of exactly that. We need to be reminded that God is with us and that God has made promises to us that are reliable and trustworthy. And that is exactly what the meal we are going to share tonight is all about. It is all about the ways in which we are reminded that God is with us and that we are reminded that God has made promises to us that we can rely on and that we can trust in. And this meal has always been about this. In fact, that's what Jesus was up to the very first time that he celebrated with his disciples the very first communion. We know it as the Last Supper. What Jesus was up to in that moment was something very special, and what Jesus was doing was showing the presence of God was with God's people and also making sure that the promises of God were clear for us all. So let's go back to that first supper, that last communion, the first communion, the last supper. Let's go back to that time. Now let's remind ourselves what was happening. Jesus was preparing to be arrested, betrayed. He was preparing to be convicted and killed, but the disciples didn't know much of this. It was clear that most of them had no idea what was going on, and they were expecting to celebrate a normal Passover together. But what was unique, perhaps, not about this Passover alone, but perhaps one or two that they had celebrated together before, was that they indeed chose to celebrate Passover together. Passover was ordinarily a meal shared with your family, and so previously, Jesus would have spent this with Mary and his siblings. But this time around, Jesus chose to spend it with his friends, with his disciples, his followers. And so they had a special meal together. Little did they know, the disciples being, what was coming next. But Jesus did. And so it's a reminder of Jesus' way of being present with all people when they need him. Now, the Passover was special enough for all of them because it was like the pinnacle, you know, celebration of their year. It was perhaps like Easter is going to be or Christmas is for us. The reality is that when they were gathering together, that was going to be special no matter what. And so they were going through their meal, and then Jesus pauses and he does something different. He then picks up a loaf of bread, and he breaks it, and he hands it to them, and says, "This is my body broken for you." And then they were going to dig into the meal, and they would have experienced the meal together, because in the context of a Passover, there were the ritual pieces, but then there was a real meal that they enjoyed together. And they thought that everything was going to go just after that normal, but then after, at the very end, Jesus deviated from the script one more time to present them something important. He said to them, he took a cup, and he said to them, "This is the blood of a new covenant shed for you." At which point they would have had two moments in the Passover meal, which they would have had deep and meaningful reminders of the promises of redemption that God had made to the people of Israel. But indeed, actually, the promises that God had made to all people. And so that's what happens in that meal. They're reminded of what God has done and will be doing for them, and they're reminded of just how much God loves them. And so then we go forward into what comes after the meal, which is the end of Jesus' life, and then his resurrection. And being on this side of all of it, we know what the disciples had to think of it after the fact. But when they were going through it, they were confused. They were scared. They didn't know what was coming next. And so they found their way forward into this moment. But what happened in that meal was they were reminded of God's presence in their lives. And indeed, what happened in that meal was they were reminded of God's presence in their lives, and they were reminded of the promises that God makes to them. And that's the same thing that happens for us when we share in the bread and the cup, when we have communion with one another. That's exactly what God does for us, is God reminds us that God is with us, and God reminds us of the promises that God has made for us. When we have this bread and the cup and we have the Lord's Supper together, we're reminded that the Spirit is with us and that God is with us no matter where we go, and that God has been with us, that God is with us, and God will be with us. And that hasn't changed and never will change, because God's presence is always with all people. And indeed, also, we are reminded of the promise of redemption that God gives to us. It's a beautiful and amazing thing what God has done for us, because God has redeemed us. God has redeemed this world so that there is no need for a separation between God and people, between God and creation. No need for that separation to be real or present anymore. But yet also God has made another promise in the midst of this, that one day God will return and redeem all things in a final way. That God will take all that was and all that is, and God will redeem it fully so that we experience no separation at all between God and creation, between God and humanity, when there's a new heaven and a new earth. And all of these things are wrapped up as reminders of God's promises when we have bread and when we have cup together as the Lord's Supper. And so that is exactly what is going to happen in just a few moments when we have communion tonight. We will be reminded of God's presence in our lives. We will be reminded that as we are separate, God is still with us. And as we are separate, God still binds us together as a church, both one church and the church universal. We'll also be reminded of the way in which God has loved us and God has redeemed us. We'll be reminded for ourselves and with one another for the ways in which God has redeemed us and has always loved us and has never stopped loving us. We'll be reminded that you were worth redeeming. You have always been worth redeeming. You are worth redeeming, and you will always be worth redeeming. I'll be reminded that I have always been worth redeeming, that I am worth being redeemed, and I will always be worth being redeemed. And we will also be reminded that the world has not been abandoned, that God is with us, and that the world and all that is and all that was and all that will be is worth redeeming. Because that's how much God loves us. And that's the reminder we get in this meal. Through the bread we share and through the cup that we share, we are reminded that God is with us, and we are reminded that we are redeemed by God. And so tonight, when we partake, It is just like every other time we partake of the cup and the bread together. No matter where we are today, God is with us. And no matter where we are or what we've been up to, we are worth redeeming, and God makes that promise to us. So let us enjoy the bread, let us enjoy the cup as reminders of God's presence and reminders of God's love in our hearts and in our lives, always. Amen.
The table is where life happens. It's where imagination runs wild, where lessons are learned and wonders are built. The table is where time can stop, where wounds are comforted, and freedom begins. It's where we find peace and laugh until it hurts. The table is where we gather with family, new and old, to share stories, nourish our bodies, to enrich our souls. The table is where we give thanks and where we remember the great gifts we have been given. Tonight, as we experience communion together in our homes, maybe communion at home for the very first time, it will be a little different. It might feel a little different. But now more than ever, I give thanks that it is God's love and God's Spirit that gathers us at the table and connects us, whether we're physically around the same table or not. Tonight, when you celebrate communion, if you are gathered with other people, then when you take the bread, you can offer it to each other, saying, "This is the body of Christ broken for you." And to take the cup and say, "This is Christ's blood shed for you." If you are celebrating communion on your own, then when we get to that part of the service, you can take off a piece of bread and dip it in the cup, remembering that this is the body of Christ broken for you and the cup shed for you. Let us pray. Loving God, we ask that you would send your Spirit on each of us, gathering us together at whatever tables we find ourselves at. God, give you thanks that you're able to do something extraordinary, binding us together and binding us up in your love through this ordinary bread and ordinary drink. God, we pray now more than ever that we would feel and experience your Spirit connecting us on days when we long to experience connection and community. God, we remember tonight the sacrifice that you made for us, that you sent Jesus to offer his whole body, his whole life for the world. God, as we celebrate this communion meal, we thank you for Jesus. Amen. On the night that Jesus was gathered with all of his disciples in that upper room, he took some bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Every time you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." So friends, every time we eat this bread and we drink this cup, whether we're gathered around the same table or not, we proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes again. He will come. If you are with others, it would be great if you serve one another the bread and give somebody a chance to dip it in the cup. And if you are alone, you can just rip off a piece of bread and dip it in the cup and eat it. As you take the bread and as you take that juice or that wine that you have with you, remember that this is the body of Christ broken for you. And this is the blood of Christ shed for you. Jesus did this because Jesus loves you. The body of Christ broken for you. And the blood of Christ shed for you. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gifts provided at this meal. God, we thank you that you are a God that provides for our needs. We thank you for the ability to celebrate communion in a new way, remembering that it is the love of Jesus that connects each and every one of us. God, we pray that after celebrating this communion meal, that we could go out into the world as messengers, as witnesses of your love and your hope and your light. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this special Maundy Thursday service. We hope tonight has been a blessing for you. We invite you to share this service with others so that it could be a blessing for them too. And we invite you to join us tomorrow on Good Friday for a 12 p.m. service.